Welcome to Notes from the Electronic Cottage. I'm Jim Campbell. Happy Halloween. Hope you get lots of treats and not too many tricks today as you go door to door or to Halloween parties out in the physical world. In the digital world, unfortunately, there are many more tricks than treats. But we're happy to say there are a couple of very good new digital treats available. And alas, quite a few tricks we could probably do without. Let's save the treats for last and look at some tricks first. Former Vice President Dick Cheney made headlines recently when he said that he had the wireless controls on his pacemaker disabled out of fear of an assassination attempt by bad hackers. Now, this may sound like another example of unfounded paranoia, but in this case at least, Mr. Cheney really did have something to worry about. More and more medical devices are equipped with wireless control capability, and the medical field is one of the least secure when it comes to things like the protection of patient records, and even control of cabinets full of drugs. As the co-chairman of the Health and Human Services Information Technology Standards Committee politely put it, security in the healthcare industry is, quote, not as good, end quote, as in most other industries. It's one thing to have patient records stolen, quite another to have a device in a person's body under the control of bad people. There are good reasons for making implanted medical devices like defibrillators and insulin pumps controllable from outside the body. If a device needs adjustment, for example, doctors can make that adjustment from outside the body instead of doing another surgery. A great advance. But, as the Government Accountability Office noted in late 2012, the possibility for bad tricks is there as well. These devices, since they're really small computers that can be reached from the outside via wireless networking, are subject to hacking. Although there have been no proven instances of this happening as yet, it is possible. So Mr. Cheney really did have something to worry about, at least in this case. Most of us don't have medical devices planted in our bodies, but almost all of us do have lights in our houses. And nearly everyone has a computer or a smartphone in the house as well. More and more people are finding it cool to be able to control their lights and other appliances using a smartphone or a computer, whether they're at home or even from a remote location. Very cool. Except, that is in the case of medical devices that can be controlled by wireless signals, if we can control our lights or furnace or whatever wirelessly, so can hackers. The fancy new Hue lighting system from Philips, for example, turns out to be vulnerable to attack from outside, despite a supposed secure authentication system. That means that a hacker could turn off all the lights and leave a house or a business or whatever in total darkness. No need to speculate too much about what could happen then. Maybe you know someone who has a Belkin Wemo wireless baby monitor in the house. It's very convenient for the parents to be able to eat some supper downstairs while the little nipper sleeps upstairs. The minute that the baby makes a sound, the parent can hear it and go up and comfort the little one. Very nice. And since it's wireless, the monitor can easily be moved anywhere in the house, so that a crib in the living room can be monitored while mom is in the kitchen or wherever. As long as there is a Wi-Fi network in the house, the baby monitor can be listened to from anywhere, including, unfortunately, from the street in front of the house, or if there's an iPad or iPhone connected to the internet, from any place in the world. Which means that mom and pop are not necessarily the only ones able to listen to what goes on in the house. All of these hacking attacks require some technical chops, but they pose no big problems for experienced hackers or, of course, for government spooks. It's the same old technology story. Great benefits and convenience on the one hand, and pretty substantial possible downsides on the other. So you might say, enough already about the tricks. Where are those treats? Okay, here's a couple. It's no secret to anyone who listens to the Electronic Cottage or even reads a major newspaper regularly that tracking of what we're doing on the internet is big business, even if we ignore, which we certainly shouldn't, the activities of the NSA. Businesses and others want to know everything about us, including what we search for on the web, how long we spend on each page on a site, where we came from and where we're going, and all the personal information available about our age, financial status, health problems, and on and on. Well, now there are two new treats that can help us understand and at least partially deal with this online snooping. The web browser Firefox has released an add-on called Lightbeam that allows us to see the tracking that's taking place as we navigate the web. The average website tries to load about 14 cookies on our browsers when we go to a website. About a third of those are from the website owner itself, the rest are from third parties. Lightbeam provides a visual depiction of our movements on the web, as seen from the perspective of the cookies that sites are depositing on your computer, and to how those cookies and sites are interlinked. Lightbeam provides a graph, clock, or list view of the sites, and while a person may consider cookies tricks, being able to see what's going on in real time is a treat. So, if you'd like to try it, go to mozilla.org and search for Lightbeam. While Lightbeam shows us how we're being tracked in real time, a new browser, only available on the Mac at the moment, locks out cookies and a lot of other stuff so they never get on our computers in the first place. White Hat Aviator is built on an open source platform called Chromium, which is the same basic code that the popular Google Chrome browser uses. So any extension that works with Google Chrome also works with Aviator. So then, what's the difference? Well, here's a description from the Aviator website. Quote, "As good as Chromium is, we went much further to create the safest online experience possible. White Hat Aviator comes ready to go with hardened security and privacy settings, giving hackers less to work with. And our browser downloads to you without any hidden user tracking functionality. Our default search engine is DuckDuckGo, not Google, which logs your activity. For good measure, Aviator integrates Disconnect, a crucial extension that blocks advertisements and much of the privacy-destroying tracking used across the internet. White Hat Aviator is the only browser that's immediately ready and pre-configured with activated defenses against the most dangerous hacker attacks using technology that blocks unwanted ads, pop-ups, and spyware." End quote. So, for Mac users concerned about identity theft or just personal privacy, you might want to search for White Hat Aviator. It's a treat. So there we have it, some possibly scary digital tricks and a couple of online treats. And whether it's Halloween or not, we'll do our best to keep an eye on the tricks, even as we search for online treats, right here on future editions of Notes from the Electronic Cottage.